With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, yesterday, the storms, thunderstorms, knocked us out twice. We are surrounded by thunderstorms again today, so I'm hoping we won't have that problem again today. We'll just cross our fingers here. But as usual, we have a great show lined up for you today. Today, I've got with me one of my trusted sidekicks, Mr. J.B. Durham. J.B., welcome to the show.
Del, thank you so much for having me.
You know, JB, John Ridgway's had this nickname, Johnny Llama, for so long. I remember one time we had a radio show, and I was listening to it, and somebody was talking to this guy, and he said, yeah, Johnny Llama told me this. And I was going, who the heck is that? I had no idea that they had given him a nickname. But I today have a nickname for you that's probably going to stick. We'll see what happens with it. I reviewed the data that you wanted to bring to the table today to share with people. And I think I've got a new job to add to your job description. I'm going to call you J.B. Data Durham, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. I've had worse names, and you know, it really comes from, you know, my background of a common trait you and I and a lot of wealthy people have or successful, an insatiable desire for knowledge. I'm always looking to read or expand my environment. And then that background where I taught at the university for almost 10 years, and I was Professor Durham, but I certainly believe that, you know, our industry is, has matured to the point where we do have data sources that are reliable, and you can benchmark and measure your performance, and it's kind of scary for people that aren't performing, but I'll take that data name and run with it.
Well, you know, we'll take that one step further. I like that Professor Durham also. We could work with that a little bit. I think what I want you to do, JB, is since today you're going to run down the Texas market like you normally do, but I think as we go nationally, I think you should pick a burgeoning market, a market that's just rocking and rolling somewhere, and each time pick one or two markets and just let's go outside of Texas, even if you want to do some Texas stuff. Let's find another market or two where our members are at, like Atlanta, and work that market for our members, and you know, whatever other ones that you see that you hear people are coming from or buying into, so we can give that information out also. So let's get started today. Go ahead.
That's exciting. We certainly have some great members throughout the country and basically throughout the world, and there are, certainly are some markets that we continue to get questions asked about. So I'll prepare some of that stuff. I think that's an excellent idea. As usual, Del, you've come up with another great idea.
Yeah, when you're surrounded with, you know, giant minds, all you have to do is get a shovel and scoop up what they leave laying on the ground around themselves, and you've got just a wonderful find. So let's go ahead and get started. Professor Data. There it is. Professor Data Durham. Professor Data Durham.
Let me start off, and I really want to update some of our members and our listeners about some of the exciting stuff that really gets me jacked up that's been happening here in North Texas. But I can't start without making sure I've had so many members, Del, that come up to me and the light comes on and they hear that you and I are going to spend some time together, or they'll hear me as a guest on your show, and they always say, man, when you see Del, will you thank him? He's done this for my family, or I heard him on the podcast And man, that really resonated with me. Or I sat on the hub and watched some of the videos that you taught, that you were teaching, and that really hit home for me. So those members know who they are, that continually ask me to thank you for them and their families. So again, great job. Keep it up, Dale. I'm continue to be impressed by the depth of our organization and truly how we're changing lives. So thanks from the members up in North Texas.
Well, you know, it is a team sport. Business is a team sport, and we've got a heck of a team. At this point in my career, I don't do much except coach, which means coach and general manager. I pick the people, and I get them in, and then I don't have to do anything because I have superstars on the team. And you're one of them, and we can't wait to do more.
Well, and as you roll into that, I want to let our members know that it's a little preemptive, but just a few days or a few weeks away, we're going to be adding another great talent to the North Texas mentoring team. I know a good friend of yours and mine, Don Rowell, will be joining us starting September 1st. And I got to tell you, he's a really cool cat. And he certainly, his expertise about acquisitions and partnerships and raising money and the do's and the don'ts, he's very experienced, is way beyond my expertise. So I'm excited. I know he is, and I think it's really a great opportunity for the rest of our members to get some additional guidance and education and mentoring. So I know you're excited about Don joining.
Oh, he's a great find. In fact, he's one of the original Dallas members, which I don't know if you know that or not, but I mean, we've been in Dallas now for 5 or 6 or 7 years. I don't even remember how long, but he was one of the original guys. And to be able to be somebody who can step up and make a decision to do something before there's actually anything there. In other words, it's really easy to step into Lifestyles Now and go, wow, this organization can help me. I can see it's there. They've got examples. But to step up and go, hey, this guy's telling me we're going to change the world, but he doesn't even have a picture of how that world's going to look, that takes a lot of guts. Now, the second thing that's important with people like that, though, is that many of those people that had the guts because they're early adopters in society, those kind of people that want the newest cell phone every time it comes out, they can't stick with anything because they are early adopters. So they get excited about this and they get excited about the next thing. Don Rao was not only an early adopter, but he's been somebody who could stick with it, stayed through a few tough deals. He had a couple partners, lead partners that weren't that good. He took over, saved the day on those deals, and then went on to grow even further. So you're right. This is an excellent, excellent addition to the team.
Well, and he is he has tremendous customer service skills at his own assets. Tremendous leadership and communication skills with his partners, and he again is going to make the whole team bigger, brighter, and stronger and faster. So it's really, really cool. And then I also want to tell you what's been going on the last week up here, just some really exciting stuff. Last week it started off with a really cool case study. I know you had Brian and Meredith Sifford as one of your guests on your show, and it was their first acquisition. But there were over 200 people at Case Study, and it was just a roar, not only around the bar area, but into the seminar room. But what was cool is people were talking about net operating income. They were talking about absorption rates, rents per square foot, turnover, cap rates. It wasn't your typical bar or party where people were talking about the Texans or the Cowboys or the weather or Donald Trump. It really was exciting to see that happen. And there was a lot of energy there. And that really flowed over into our two-day financial freedom seminar that Dave Fisher puts on. You know, he's got a tremendous amount of passion and experience. And I visited with some of those attendees on Sunday. And you just feed off what's going on in that seminar, people that are wanting to take action. And we had almost two dozen new preferred members from that day sign up. So I was able to spend time with them, quite frankly, last night in our orientation class where we, as you know, we go over how to get started and what that initial focus is. And I try and establish a foundation of understanding that then we can build on in our one-on-one sessions. And it's just so energizing to see that group of people on the edge of their seat ready to take action. And then today, this morning, we took a group of our operators to a Class A property owned and managed by a public REIT, United Dominion Realty. One of their superstar all-stars is a former student of mine, Mr. Chris Becker, and he hosted us to show us how they think outside of the box. Now, this property is 1,016 units. Their average rents are $1.50 a foot. They have plenty of resources, so it's certainly not what we do. But wow, everybody was walking around drooling with all the data that was able to be shared. And then tomorrow I'm really expecting a dynamite crowd for our road trip. We're going to review Meredith and Brian's property again that we highlighted at Case Study. But more importantly, we're going to have one of the top research, apartment-oriented research companies in the country. Their top analysts are going to come and spend some time with us around 9:30 and talk.
All right, JB. JB, they're taking us out to a break right now. We'll come back and get back into that when we end. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today with us, bringing us massive amounts of information, is Mr. J.B. Durham, which is a.k.a. Professor Data Durham, is with us today. Professor, what are we working on this segment?
Well, what I wanted to, I'll finish up that last segment and talk about our road trip tomorrow. We're going to have one of the leading nation's apartment research firms called Axiometrics.com comes to us in our seminar room. This, you know, these are groups that people pay thousands of dollars to just to sit at the table. And these are groups that are recognizing our membership and the quality of the people and the fact that we're deal makers now. So they're going to come visit with us. And that kind of parlays into the data that I do track. And from last month's show or a couple weeks ago, I certainly have got a lot of comments and inquiries about, you know, where do you get the data? How are you tracking this, et cetera, et cetera? And, you know, that's really one of, I think, the fun things as a mentor, and something that I've talked to our new mentor, Don, about, is that you really have to go back to school to be a mentor, to make sure that you're identifying and seeking out sources of data and really peeling back all the unnecessary data so that our members can really get the really good food, the stuff that really matters to what they're trying to do. And you and I both know, you remember when you first started in this business, there was no software. There really was no way to validate market rents except walking across the street and asking little Susie what the two-bedroom rent, you know, rents for. And it was a tedious process, and a lot of times it wasn't very accurate. And so now, as our industry has matured, as it has became a cash flow business way back in the 80s, and now as we have plagiarized from other industries to become more efficient and more effective, we certainly have plenty of sources of data, and we're all of a sudden, we have what we call KPIs, key performance indicators, that are relevant to the fiscal performance of our individual assets or to the market. And so now we have things that we can make a comparison to. We can find out what averages and medians are and market limits are, and we can benchmark our potential acquisitions to see how they compare to the operating norms. And we can also benchmark our current operations to see if we're also performing within those norms. But some of the biggest and the best research department-oriented research people are in Texas, mainly because of our critical mass, also because of the central location and the number of companies that manage and or own properties in Texas. And so, you know, we're tracking data from ALNdata.com, which is apartment listing network data.com. Wayne and his group have been, they started as a locator group tracking rents and specials and commissions for locators in the 90s, and then they realized the value of that data. So they certainly are income oriented and track occupancy and new properties and absorption, and a critical metric for our group is that increase in rent growth and what the markets are doing. But what's cool is ALN data, Axiometrics, MPF Research, some of these companies, they're very interested in the core business of lifestyles, and they recognize the value of our members that are very studious and want to have the latest. And, you know, most of that stuff, all of it is available on the web. There's some free content, and there certainly is some pay-per-view content. But more importantly, what's cool is you can find it out right there in our seminar room at our different facilities. But it's been fun going back to school and getting that empirical data and making it available. We talked last time about the different markets, Houston, North Texas, San Antonio, and Austin, and talked about their metrics of absorption. And those numbers were as of June, and now I've recently researched and come up with the end of July numbers. We still have some great demand and some good supply curves throughout the state. We had 36,879 units of new supply over the last 12 months, and we were able to absorb about 30,000 of those units, or about an 82% absorption statewide. And most of that positive absorption was actually in Fort Worth. They brought 2,100 units online over the last 12 months, and they absorbed all those units plus another 1,000 more for a total absorption of a little over 3,100 units. So 2,100 units brought on and 3,100 units absorbed for 150% absorption.
Interesting enough is that when you look at absorption in and of itself, if you look at it in its own little crystal ball, it doesn't tell you as much as it does when you mix it in with occupancies and turnover rates. Those you put those three together, and you've really got yourself a tight metric on where the market's at. Would you agree?
No question. And not only those are really the value, the NOI, or the cash flow metrics. Each one of those are an integral part of either making a pile of cash or maybe not. Turnover in itself is something that can be very costly. We typically have our largest turnover in statewide, really, in May, June, and July. And we're starting to see that turnover has really dropped, mainly because the market's so tight, there's nowhere for these residents to move to. You remember when the market was soft, when we had oversupply and limited demand in Houston, and concessions were rampant, free rent was rampant. And back then, our customer, the working class person, would be foolish not to consider moving across the street and saving potentially $50 a month and maybe getting a month free if he did it. That's a big move for somebody that's making $18,000 to $24,000 a year. It certainly would benefit their family. But in today's market, if you decide, hey, let's see what's going on across the street, you're not going to get a month's free rent. It's non-existent. You certainly aren't going to save $50. You're probably going to end up having to uptick your rental expenses to, you know, another $100 a month. And we certainly are seeing that type of supply and demand limiting the options for our current customers to move out. And that lowering of the turnover rate is really going to result into tremendous cash flow growth, particularly during those months where we really don't expect much. Those months of June, July, maybe even into August when school starts, our revenues may not be as vibrant because we have that in and out movement. Our expenses are certainly going to have an inverse relationship as the revenue goes down, the expenses go up as we ready units and move people around till they're settled. But it looks like preliminary numbers are going to be that our turnover is dramatically lower than it has historically been at the end of the second quarter, which again is going to lead to some great equity gains and some tremendous cash flow gains compared to the same period of the previous year.
All right, well, we're going to have to go to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to change the topic on you a little bit. I'm going to go down a couple different paths that we want to cover. So when we get back, a little more of Professor Data Durham and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Mr. Professor Data Durham, formerly known in his other life as J.B. Durham. J.B., as we go back here to this segment, I wanted to change the direction because you flew by something I wanted to ask you earlier. And that was when you were saying, you know, we've now got colleges wanting to associate with us. Now, I won't say affiliate with us, but they want to associate with us. At one point, we were just crazy real estate investors, like all the guys out there, the Midnight Madness, something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased people. That's what people thought of Lifestyles. I worked very hard to try to make it a legitimate real estate investment company by going out and buying real estate companies and having my own brokers and agents and becoming legitimate and staying on top of the laws and not just making up stuff and sending people out to do crazy stuff. Then I joined the apartment associations and got as deeply involved with the apartment association as I could and moved on to infiltrate, so to speak, the associations, both local, state, and national. When you look around now, almost all the independent owners, a very high percentage of the independent owners are from our group. We're growing into that affiliation, association, whatever it is, although no official affiliation or association. Now you're bringing the scholastic end to it. I mean, we went to a college town and went to see stuff there, and you brought scholastic students that wanted to see stuff that they can't get in a college degree. Even when you go get a college degree in business or science, business or finance, they don't get the boots on the ground kind of training our members get at Lifestyle. So tell us, how are you infiltrating into that organization and what do they want from us?
Well, it's really the practical experience. It's the hands-on training. It's the these people not only have done it, but they're doing it right now as we speak. But I think the biggest draw for people, and I have to tell you, almost everybody that I've had as a guest, everyone that I've had as a guest on our road trip so far this year, it has been their first time to visit our facility and see our people. And every one of them, when they walk into that seminar room, just go, wow. And the wow is the energy in the room. You know, our membership are peak performers, one percenters in their chosen profession. And now they've chosen to take on another profession or change directions or, as you and I put it, put their money to work for themselves rather than working for their money. And it's just incredible the quality of our membership and the number of bright minds that can come together and just kind of create a buzz. I know you've seen it. Come on, a case study and road trip in Houston when Johnny Lama and Christine are running that show. There's some things going off in there. There's a lot of it. Y'all average over 200 people, I think. And,
well, yes,
and
what I'm trying to get to is when you were a professor and you were teaching this stuff for 10 years, to be able to have access to this kind of a laboratory.
Yes.
Would that have been beneficial with the teachings that you were teaching?
Oh, there's no question. The difference in the scholastic world, and trust me, the scholarly world is completely different than the business world where you have to make it happen. And the difference is in the scholastic world, it's all textbooks. There really is no hands-on training. There's no innate learning through observation. You've got to be able to read the book, understand the philosophies or what they're trying to teach you, and then, of course, test well to be considered successful. And the difference at our program is it's hands-on. We're visiting properties through road trip, You network directly with other investors, other owners. The topics at our bar area are all relative to our industry. It's very exciting to see 200 people talking about turnover or rental rate increases. And the real world application is really what we have. Certainly we have a lot of online content to read, to use, to views in the videos, but when you couple that with real estate practitioners, not people that want to practice real estate as a hobby, but people that are actually doing it, it's very, very powerful. There's not a question you can ask in that room that somebody hasn't already asked and solved four or five times. So continuity and that collective energy and that collective experience is something you can't buy anywhere else.
So do you see a future of cooperative effort between those two, the real world educational program like we have and the Scholastic World program? Because I know the National Apartment Association has been trying to do that for years, and they've just in the last couple of years have gotten some collegiate level management and maintenance classes certified, right? I mean,
correct.
I don't know if it's 2 years or 4 years
correct.
Now, two or three or 4 years now they've done that.
You're correct, and those students are extremely bright. They can process data and solve problems and absorb data frighteningly fast. As an operator, they don't have much on the job experience. They do have a little bit of a learning curve when they get into the field. The field operators are by largely not upper educated, so these college kids coming out, you know, have to earn their stripes, so to speak. And that can be a little frustrating, but all of these top people, you know, the top 20 or 10% or 1% of these programs that are developing real estate professionals are the ones that really have the eye of the tiger to get to the other side of the table, to actually be an owner where you can benefit from this industry that we're in. And then they lack one big key ingredient, Bill, when they're coming from the college world, and that's money. You know, most of them are coming in debt out of college, and they dream about getting to the point. And really, when you look at somebody coming from college or not, and what the common element is to be able to be a real estate investor, much less an owner, is the ability to budget and the ability to save and the ability to live beneath your means. Once you master that, then you can start saving your way on your balance sheet to having enough capital to invest into an asset that appreciates in cash flows. And that's a hard lesson coming out of college. You remember when back in the day when you were scraping together and eating canned food and fast food. You know, that's the lifestyle some of these kids have. But, you know, it's really the mind.
Let's go down. Let me take you a different direction here, because this is in my mind now. You stimulated this thought is that, okay, so now you got the guys that they don't have the money, but they've got the desire. They've got some college education, but they don't have the boots on the ground experience yet. But what about guys like you and John Ridgway, who actually were in the business for 25 years, were very educated in the business, had boots on the ground experience, but didn't hook up until later in your career into being actual owners? How do you see those things? You know, if a guy goes to school and he's struggling with money, and then he gets out and he gets in the industry, how is that, JB, not any different than like you guys got stuck in the industry? And I don't know a better word that's not so mean, but, you know, you get wrapped up in day-to-day bills and you get married and you have kids and you have payments of everything you have to take care of. And then you go, hey, man, paying for something to go risk money to get invested, there's still a disconnect there, is there not, even after college education?
Oh, there still is. And the college education is not really the windfall some people are looking for. It's really, Del, a mindset. It's really having the ability to change your paradigm. It's really having the ability to again save your way till you have enough funds to deploy. That was my case. I was blessed that I'm a second generation real estate investor. My mother and dad bought their first rental home when they were 19 years old, the year I was born. So I've always had somebody coming around on the weekends dropping off a rent check. There's always been a paintbrush laying around on Saturdays. So I kind of learned that innately and took advantage of that. And now what we're seeing is families. I met with a couple this week, and they've been members a couple years, and their mother and dad both are from the Midwest, and all both sets of parents had the same job for 30 to 40 years and worked hard, got good grades, got a good job, saved their way to get a house, and they've retired in a limited income capacity. And this family, young, they're in their 30s, they came to me completely unselfish, humbled with humility, and said, we want to change the paradigm for our children so that when they reach our age, they're going to have options that our parents didn't have and that we hope to have. And so I said, well, how old are your children expecting to have a teen? Well, the daughter is 3 years old. The son is 12 months old.
All right. Well, we'll get into that further when we get back from the break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Professor Data Durham, and formerly known as J.D. Durham, but we're going to change that because he is the professor of all data known. And JB, what do we know about the rest of the country right now? We've got people, in fact, I'm going to change that question for you because, you know, the show is live. People don't realize that. This isn't recorded, and this is not also, we don't sit down and preordain what we're going to talk about. This is just people talking about things that need to be known. So my next question to you is this. We have started this process of trying to make this a national firm. And I remember when we decided to start Dallas. And then we decided to do San Antonio and Austin. Each time, it seemed almost like a daunting challenge to go places where nobody knows who you are, to make incredibly grandiose claims of success, and then to have to fulfill them. It just is, it's a major undertaking every time we try it. But now we're not trying to do it in one city. We're trying to do it on the national firm. You and John have got national exposure. You've both operated large companies over large geographic areas over a long period of time. Tell us, how do you see this thing growing? Where do you see us taking this in the future with our national program?
Well, I think it's going to be the need from our members. I know that John and I both are working with several different members in the Florida area, and I'm working in particular with a couple fellows in Central Florida that have an aspiration to be a lead investor. So we're kind of on a off-season track and then a preseason track, and they'll go live in about a year once they feel that they've got the comfort, the confidence, and the education underneath their belt. I know we have a great presence in Florida. There's a couple markets there that have some significant critical mass. As we talked about before, Texas has about 2 million apartments. Florida has significantly less than that, about half that, maybe about a million. But some of the bigger areas that we're tracking, for instance, Tampa, St. Pete, which is in the Gulf Coast of Florida, has about 170,000 units. Just north of there, Orlando has 140,000 units. There's certainly a drive time away. So that critical mass of a little over 300,000 units is interesting. It certainly presents some opportunity. Ironically, they as well are having some significant fiscal years in the Florida region, particularly in Central Florida due to the net in migration. They're both at about 93-94% occupied. We also have got a nice sizable group, as you well know. I know you've mentored several of them in the Atlanta area. And Atlanta itself as a metro is a nice size. It's got about 375,000 units. You know, in both these areas, there are micro markets that are less than that, that probably aren't desirable, but there certainly is enough critical mass to make a presence there and to have enough critical mass to find opportunities that make sense for our membership. Now, the metrics in Iowa are completely different as far as job growth and the critical mass, but they're trying to make it work on their metrics in some of those smaller environments. So if you're asking me, from what I understand, from what I feel, and I'd be interested to hear your comments, I think Atlanta and potentially Central Florida may be a land of opportunity and may be the right metrics for us to at least get a foothold in. You know, we've got to have some people there that want to make it happen. And those groups that I'm talking to, and I know you are again peak performers in other industries and seem to be very solidly afoot and really have a desire to put deals together and make our programs and guidelines work for them in other metro areas, which I certainly think is doable.
I'll tell you, when I go to the National Apartment Association meetings, if you get involved in that, I don't know how deep you've got into the National Association, but what happens is there's regions. You know, Region 4, which is Texas, is just dominates the whole country. I mean, it's almost like they own the National Apartment Association. I know that sounds so rude to say, but and everybody else knows it, and that's why they hate Texas in the National Apartment Association, because they dominate, right? For years, the National Apartment Association almost went broke, and the Texas Apartment Association bailed it out. The contracts are used all over the country, are produced by the Texas Apartment Association. There is a rebate, not a rebate, but a whatever you call it. They get a stipend on every contract that's sold to anybody in the whole country because what the Texas Apartment Association set up, this Blue Moon system thing. But I'll tell you, the next region of influence, and I don't know if it's not naturally volume, but you talk about Florida, Georgia. I don't remember which region that is, but the Florida, Georgia, Southeast Coast area seems to be the second most dominant area in the country for the National Apartment Association, which means that the depth of talent that we have to draw from in those areas is going to be much higher. There's all kinds of leadership just sitting out there right now working in the industry, but not having the ability to go out and get started themselves. So, JB, I think you're right. I definitely believe. And by the way, I believe Georgia and Florida are part of the same region, which makes it interesting because if we can break into Atlanta and we can break into Florida, and, of course, you live in Florida, I can't see why we can't take that whole part of the country, consolidate it, and make it a Texas. In other words, if you took the whole Southeast and added it together, it'd be a Texas, right?
Yes, and that is Region 2 for the National Apartment Association. Florida and Georgia, and you're correct. They certainly have some influence, but nothing like Texas. And the two most vibrant local affiliates, quite frankly, are the Dallas Apartment Association and the Houston Apartment Association.
Well, JB, I want to thank you for being on today. We've run out of time, and as always, it's interesting. And I hope you enjoy your new nickname, Professor Data. And
thank you.
Look forward to having you on again next time with that national information and your insight into where we're going. For the rest, remember, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for an incredible lifestyle that you can have just as soon as you decide to change the way you're living your life today. When you can do that, and you can get involved, and you can start making changes at a micro level and at a more larger level, then you'll see the results that will turn your life around and make it possible for you to do what you want, when you want, whenever you want, with whoever you want. And that, my friends, supported by enough positive passive income to allow you to live your life free. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.